It's brand new, season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Bedeta. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Johnny B. Goode, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, The Story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, The Story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah. This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Polly Howard on VSiN.
Here we go. Welcome in. Yeah, Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss, Polly Howard, live on a Thursday morning from downtown Las Vegas, Circa Resort and Casino. Coming up today on the program, Paul Stone, college football handicapper, is going to join us every single Thursday until the beginning of the college football season, and then into the season. He'll preview one conference today with two regular season win totals and an outright winner that he likes. Zach Jackson covers the Browns. We'll get his take on what took place yesterday. Baker Mayfield now no longer a member of that team as he goes to Carolina. And I must mention, no Mike Palm today on the show. Usually we have Thursdays with the Maestro, VP here at Circa. He is unavailable today to be on the program. So, Paulie, from one of the pieces to the offseason puzzle finally put in place yesterday as we got that news yesterday in the NFL. Baker Mayfield now going to the Panthers. They did agree on a deal. And so in terms of the betting standpoint here, you actually had a little while to operate. As I was able to grab Carolina +3, grabbed a little bit on +130 on the money line. I know that number's been available for a long time. And people were suggesting you bet it now in case Watson doesn't play and who knows what's going to happen with the quarterback situation. But when that news broke yesterday, it was still available for a little bit. And then it was watching how books were going to change the number for week number one, moving down to 2.5, moving down to 1.5. That is what Bet Rivers did. Other books moved all the way down to 1 on this game. But finally, Mayfield has a home.
There's predictions and thoughts all over the place about, are they better than the Saints? Could they challenge the Saints? Are they a playoff team? Do you take a look at comeback player of the year? I don't even know if he wins the job. I think he's better than Darnold, and he should. But do you want to trade Darnold now? He makes $18 million. He can't play, as you said last year. You were right about that. It's enough about Darnold. Enough of that guy. But you have to restructure his contract.
Yep.
It's fitting that Carolina plays Cleveland week one. Adjusted win total 5/210. I mean, they benefited from an easy schedule early last year, but lost a lot of close games.
Yep.
I don't know. But I know this, that he's going to be healthy this year, and at least he has a chance and he has some weapons. That also comes down to McCaffrey's health as well, as he has to stay on the field. But it's about time that it happened. I know Lombardi had a good article on VSiN.com that some of the losers were Garoppolo. I mean, Garoppolo, musical chairs. He's out. Music stopped. He doesn't have a chair.
Yeah, that's the way it appears.
That's bad news for Garoppolo and the 49ers with what happened here. So I thought they could work it out with the, because Watson's going to be suspended and who knows how long, but it just, you know, he agreed to take a little pay cut, but they couldn't work it out in Cleveland, and it's something. Well, you're talking about a number one overall pick.
Well, I mean, and if you go back and look at that draft, the top three, it went Baker Mayfield, Saquon Barkley, Sam Darnold, 1, 2, 3.
Oh, God.
You could argue the best pick in the top six was Nelson, the offensive lineman who went to the Colts.
Yeah.
So Pro Football Focus, they rank every single player in the league. They watch every single play. You probably know about that website by now. They rated Mayfield 30th overall in terms of their overall grade quarterbacks in the entire league last year. Darnold was 36th out of 37. Only Big Ben was behind him.
Oh!
That was it.
Yeah.
Mayfield, 24th in EPA per play. Darnold, 59th among all quarterbacks. Mayfield, 30th in EPA per dropback. Darnold, 53rd. And you're going to hear EPA a lot on this network this year. You probably heard it a lot last year as well. For those, to kind of sum it up, it describes how many points on average a team is expected to score on a possession given a particular game context. So how many points are expected to score from like first and 10 at their own 8 compared to first and 10 at the opponent's 30-yard line. Darnold was one of the worst in that category as well. And they are going, I mean, according to the early reports here, and we have, you know, a few weeks obviously before camp, there is going to be an open competition here. I think if Mayfield's healthy, he has to beat him out.
Yes.
And if he doesn't, then we have another major issue on our hands here because he's a better football player overall than Darnold.
Why'd they draft Corral so early then? That's another thing. They gave up more to move up to take Corral than they did to get Mayfield.
Fact.
What they have. So I would move Darnold if he agrees to take a pay cut. I would do that, but he should win the job. Now, where are you at with the team? I mean, comeback player of the year, 15, 20 to 1, not enough. Win total, 6, 6.5. 10 to 1 to win 10 games. 10 to 1 to win the division. That's not happening. Plus 450 to make the playoffs.
Maybe an angle like that, because the NFC, certainly, Paulie, is not nearly as good at the top compared to the AFC.
Right. I like this Joe Fortenbaugh tweet. He says over 6.5 is intriguing. Not a big Mayfield guy, but last year they went 1-7 in one score games. They were minus 13 in turnover differential, second worst. They were 28th in sacks allowed. They addressed the offensive line. You got McCaffrey coming back. The big if there is if he stays healthy. I mean, I could see it. I could see him going over, and and certainly you got the alt here. Again, as I mentioned, 5 over 210.
Well, if it doesn't work out, I think Matt Rhule is going to be looking for a new job next year.
He's on the hot seat. Yes.
You mentioned Barnwell at ESPN.com, and I totally agree with a couple of his other winners in this situation. He pointed out DJ Moore, wide receiver, Carolina, tons of talent, and he broke it down by saying that he has 498 career targets. Okay, the quarterbacks who have thrown him the football in that time. Well, Cam Newton was not even close to his, you know, former self. Kyle Allen, Teddy Bridgewater, Darnold, P.J. Walker, Heinicke, Garrett Gilbert, and Will Greer. And in 2021, per Sports Info Solutions, Moore had 34 uncatchable passes traveling 10 yards or more downfield, second most out of any receiver in football. So that should change a little bit. And I also agree that the defense is going to benefit from this. They were 21st in points allowed per game last season. Misleading. They faced the fourth most drives in football and inherited the league's worst average starting field position by more than 1.5 yards. They were 7th in the league in defensive DVOA through week 13, which was the bye, at which point they collapsed and allowed 29 points or more in the 4 of the final 5 games on the schedule. So I think the defense will benefit from this. The Seahawks, I think, are also losers, along with Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yeah, you're going with Locke or Geno. I know. Yep. Lombardi also wrote that Cleveland should make a trade for Garoppolo.
Wow, okay.
What's their plan? Do they know something we don't? Can I put on my tinfoil hat? Do they know the suspension isn't going to be that long, or the talk is that maybe it won't be that long? You trade this guy, and now he might get a whole year? At least that was the thinking. What if he only gets 8 games? What's your plan in Cleveland? What are you going to do?
I mean, the NFL would give them inside information.
I think Lombardi makes a good point, though, that you should trade for Garoppolo.
I would ask you this.
If a guy's facing a 10-game suspension, at least.
Okay, so how good do you think the Browns are talent-wise with that current roster and Brissett's the quarterback? Are they good enough?
6-win team.
Okay, so you're going to look at that and say they're not making the playoffs.
No.
With a healthy Garoppolo, can they challenge for the division? Can they be a playoff team?
He's familiar with that offense. He's a good quarterback when healthy. Everyone kills him for the Super Bowl. The defense blew a double-digit lead too, folks. It works both ways.
Yeah, don't forget about that.
Yes. So he knows it's a Shanahan offense that Stefanski's running. More of a run-first offense. Manage the game. Sure. Absolutely. I've seen what Brissett can do. It's not much. This guy was in the NFC title game again last year. He didn't play well, but still, he's right there.
Yeah. I would say with Brissett, they could maybe push for 500, but I think that's under you know, optimum conditions where...
I don't know if they're better than the Steelers.
No, I don't know either. I honestly don't know that answer. But Garoppolo is certainly better than Brissett.
Yes.
And I know not everybody's going to agree with that because you're going to have in your... Yep. And Garoppolo was not good in the game against the Rams either last year to go to the Super Bowl, but he was banged up.
He's
on top of everything else.
He had several injuries.
Yes, he did.
Several. The other one, too, is the Warren Sharp tweet. I mean, you mentioned the pressure on Rule, and he's on the hot seat and the favorite to be the first coach fired. Listen, you have these billionaires. They have egos. They don't want this to blow up, but we've talked about it all week about the Nets, why I think the trade's going to happen because Kyrie embarrassed the owner, and the guy doesn't like to go to parties and hear it from his friends about, wow, he made you look ridiculous. But, I mean, Tepper, look at the Tepper reign. I mean, here's a billionaire that thought they would come right in, get some shiny new toys. I would win. It's been a disaster. They're 22-43. They have the fifth worst record in the league. They haven't had a winning season. No playoff appearance. This is a shiny toy. He likes to show this off for his friends too. And he's got nothing. Look at, they're a joke. They've been favored in 2 of 17 games. Richest owner in the NFL. Bought the team in 2018. Been a disaster.
Yeah, see, I don't think a lot of people realize that he is the richest owner in the entire league. And that when you have that much money, and he, by the way, do you think that he is proud to be the richest owner in the NFL? Has more money than Jerry Jones and others? Yeah, I'm sure that a guy like that, there's a big ego trip there. So he cannot parlay that into success on the football field. That's got to kill him inside.
Can't even sniff the playoffs.
No, not
even. Can't
even
win six games.
Yeah.
How bad they've been.
If you tell me right now that Baker Mayfield is going to be completely healthy for the entire year, I would say plus 450 is worth a stab to make the playoffs. Again, you can't love the NFC this year.
Yes, I'm with you. Yep.
And who the hell knows? 9-8, I think, is doable for this team. I like the defense. I mean, they addressed it that one year in the draft by taking every single player on that side of the ball. They have some absolute studs on that side. And McCaffrey, in theory, is going to come back. I mean, how many games is he going to play?
Yeah, that's a big if. But they also figured to win some close games this year as everything went against them last year in the one score.
That should
game.
Come back.
Would you grab week one? Fitting that they play week one. That'd be great.
I did grab plus 3 with Carolina. Again, it was on the board. At least one or two books for a while. Like they didn't adjust it for, I don't know, 5-10 minutes probably. And I also took a little bit on plus 130 on the money line. If it's Mayfield against Brissett, if that's the quarterback matchup, I'll be happy to have 3 in pocket at that point.
I'm with you. Yep. Yeah. They also did Cleveland a big favor with their early schedule. Skinner and the suspension's coming. Carolina, Jets, Pittsburgh, and Atlanta.
Oh, yeah?
My God, what a gift.
How funny is it that it actually works out like this where they're playing in week one? And then you have the revenge game right out of the gates.
Uh-huh. Yep.
The first hour of Follow the Money is presented exclusively by BetRivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at the website, which is BetRivers.com. Win some, lose some is up next. It has to be frustrating when your ace dominates pretty much the entire game, yet this result takes place on the field. Details on that coming up next.
Hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My name is Johnny B. Goode. and I'm the host of the new podcast, Creating a Con, the story of BitCon. Over this 9-part series, I'll explore the life and crimes of my best friend, Ray Trapani.
I always wanted to be a criminal.
If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
You see, Ray has this unique ability to find loopholes and exploit them.
They collected $30 million. There were headlines about it.
His company, CentraTech, was one of the hottest crypto startups in 2017. It was going to change the world, until it didn't.
I came into my office, opened my email, and the subject heading was FBI request.
It was only a matter of time before the truth came out.
You can only fake it till you make it for so long before they find out that your Harvard degree is not so crimson.
How could you sit there and do something that you know will objectively cause more harm in the world?
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of BitCon, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
As the number one audio company, iHeartMedia gives you access to all. Every audience, live conversations, trusted influencers, and the insights and data you need to grow. iHeartMedia is your access company. Go to iHeartResults.com for more.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And guess what? So are we.
Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a 6-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferrer, and I've been gracing your screens for the last 2 decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the Challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge Champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Win Some, Lose Some is presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com.
Were you a winner last night?
Wow, winning.
Or was it a rough one?
Well, they can't all be winners, can they?
Loser! You're a loser!
Molly Howard recaps the night in sports betting in Win Some, Lose Some.
Look at this. Big dogs cash again. Royals win a game. Upset the Astros. They were plus 240. Burns was great, but no run support. Cubs win plus 220. They rally late. Nationals, plus 185. All the talk there, as we mentioned, they're so bad in the division. And they beat Nola, and they were a huge dog. And Schwarber hits 2 in the game. That was it. No help. He was plus 220 to hit a home run.
Yeah.
White Sox in play, 7-1. They trailed. They were down. This Twins bullpen, my God. They were down 2 runs in the 8th and rallied to win in 10. Tigers, plus 150. Beat the Guardians again. Subscribe, be part of the team. VSiN.com, our radio and podcast friends. You always want to see these videos. Get up there for the live video stream. And this dog has got some talent. Good job with the sword fighting here. Look at this. These guys are going at it. This guy's got one in his, he's got one in his mouth here. And he doesn't miss a beat as he's coming in. He'll Obi-Wan Kenobi, that dog. He's got it with the sword. Look at him.
Pace talent. Yourself, man.
Yes, right. Well, he's going fast too, right. But he's coming in. Doing his little sword fighting. That guy's talented. Excellent job. Good for him. Smart dog. Well, the monkey was smart, too. He figured it out. Fool me once, right? Comes over with the porcupine. Hey, how you doing? And realizes, okay, I got to get away. That didn't feel good. Now he's running for his life. Good escapability. Good pocket awareness from the monkey. He got up there. He got up and out of there quick. He knows what was coming for him. Prickly pear.
He's lucky the tree doesn't break here. It's a really thin, tiny tree.
Yeah, if he lands on him, good observation. Sure. And this lunatic, John Daly, at it again. We're at a high school in Ohio, and he's a tee shot over the highway onto a football field.
Jeez.
Look, come on. Is he barefoot, too?
Of course he is, yeah.
Yeah, he's barefoot.
Oh, you got to respect the game.
Yeah. What if he has a bad day, though? If he has a bad tee shot, he's going to take out that car.
Well, there's a windshield that's going to be damaged goods.
Right. I know he's a professional, but my God.
You know, that happened several times at the baseball fields where I grew up at. The parking lot was right next door. Foul territory, outfield, windshields, windows getting cracked constantly.
Oh, yeah. 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 This is incredible. Big time lose some. Someone sent this in. I received an email from the airport airlines to come pick up my lost luggage 5 days after arriving home. Chaos. This is about 1/4 of what is here. Unveil. Oh, no. There's your lost luggage going in. Can you imagine? It's just a room filled with bags. How long does that take?
Yeah, and let me give you this.
Find that.
So, Victor Hovland is participating. You see the story?
Yes.
It affects nobody is safe from this, right? He's at the Scottish Open. This story came out yesterday. He was currently without clubs or clothes as the tournament was about to begin. Yeah, you guessed it. All of his stuff that he was traveling with, lost. That's fun, huh? Has that ever happened to you?
Especially as a golfer. No, thank God.
Yeah, it's happened.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Oh, no, that's a bad beat. I'm going to put this under lose some here, too. Pickle pizza. Where is this? Is this at a state fair? Indiana State Fair? Oh, God.
I love dill, and I'm not a big ranch guy, but like a combination of dill and ranch, okay, maybe, but that on a pizza with pickles?
No.
Oh, boy.
I can't get there.
You give me pineapple any day of the week over that nonsense.
Yeah, I don't want that either. Who sent this in? Did you find this? My hometown, St. Cloud, Minnesota.
This is where Paulie grew up at.
Look at this house. Okay. That's innocuous, right? No big deal from the outside. But then peekaboo. Oh, my God. It's like out of the new Margot Robbie, that Barbie movie. Look at this setup. Right out of the 50s. The pink.
Yeah, who is going to be interested in this house?
$250,000. It's a steal.
It's a good handle on Twitter called Zillow Gone Wild.
Yeah.
So they track all these homes from across, like, basically, well, the country and I think the world that are just, like, people lost their minds doing whatever they wanted to their homes. They're like, now it's for sale.
The bathroom's ridiculous. That's the worst part about it. How they got, that is something. All right, couple bad beats. Twins again. Twins were $1.10. The Twins led 3-1, 5-3, 6-5, and 8-6 in the bottom of the eighth. They blew it and got beat 9-8. And a moose in Cincinnati. The under, vicious beat. Reds plus 145. The under... The total was 9.5. It was 3-2 Cincinnati in the top of the ninth. Controversial call goes against them, and the Mets erupt for a 5 spot in the 10th and win 8-3. My God. Win some, lose some, presented by BetRivers, your hometown book. Claim your 100% first deposit match bonus now. Code 250MATCH. Learn more at BetRivers.com. Let me go rapid fire here. Lose some. The Wizards organization. Not only does Bradley Beal get 5 for $251. He has a no-trade clause.
Okay, that's great.
What does he have, one playoff series win? God. The other one was sent in from a viewer. I forgot about this because we were talking about the direct deposit fiasco.
Yeah.
A couple years ago at the British Open? They paid the wrong Tommy Fleetwood. British Open mistakenly went to a different Tommy Fleetwood, $154,000. He's a golf pro in Florida. He checked his account, and he saw a transfer from the European Tour for $154,000. The other Tommy Fleetwood finished tied for 12th in July. He's a golf pro at Stream Song Resort in Florida, and he showed the screenshots as well. So this stuff happens all the time.
It does.
Yep, and it's another good one, too. A guy sent this in. David Christensen, my wife changed her direct deposit account. The next paycheck was deposited into both accounts. She was paid double. She told HR. They told her she was wrong. She called and told them two more times. They again told her she was wrong. I said, quit arguing. If they can't figure it out, three times is more than enough. They never figured it out. David Christensen, thank you very much.
Okay, there you go. Double dipping.
Oh,
good. I'm looking right now, Paulie, at BetRivers and the American League MVP odds. They have Aaron Judge minus 110 this morning. Hit a grand slam last night. Yankees scored 16 runs. They flew over their team total, obviously.
Yeah, we got there.
Yep. Shohei Ohtani plus 250. I asked the question last night on Twitter when he did something for the first time in the history of the sport, which I'll get to in a second. Will any sports book make Ohtani the favorite to win the American League MVP today? It doesn't look like they did, but he was coming down throughout the game. Ohtani became the first player since an RBI became official in 1920 to do all of the following in a single game. 10 strikeouts as a pitcher, 2 RBIs as a batter, and a stolen base. He did all of that last night, had a big 2-run single to give himself the lead. Struck out 10, and because of an error, he allowed that one run early in the first inning, and then that was it. So he did it again. That is now 5 consecutive starts for him. I would say the MVP is absolutely there for him, obviously. And now I would put him 3rd in the Cy Young behind McClanahan and Verlander. I think he surpassed Manoah and others last night.
Interesting. Okay. Is there Ohtani fatigue? That's the first question. Also, if you're old school, I'm old school. It's not best player, it's most valuable. So are you going to give the award to someone who's 16 games under 500? That's another thing. But the other comeback is the Yankees might win 106 games. But Judge hitting all these home runs, and if Judge hits 60 home runs, it's going to be a tough run. Not to mention, don't forget Alvarez. Alvarez is having a great year.
Absolutely he is.
So it's between those three, but it's going to be a great race. But I still think they're going to go Judge if he has these video game numbers and they win 100 games. I mean, he got a 14-game lead, too. But it's got to be so frustrating, again, if you're a fan, where it's, hey, guess what? Ohtani did something that's never been done before. Hey, Trout did something, and they lost again.
Yep.
I mean.
Well, last night, thankfully, they didn't. They got the win, but
He was great.
And they got off to a hot start this year, but that dissipated immediately. I do think books will adjust a little bit this morning after what he did. You can't ignore it now, and I don't know. I can't imagine. I know we had a guest on recently who suggested there might be some voter fatigue. I can't. I mean, that to me is complete BS. It's year number 2 of something that's never been done in the history of the sport. We had a good tweet last night saying, if you're not enjoying this right now, what are you going to tell yourself in 10 years? You're going to say, in 10 years, I pissed and moaned the entire time when Ohtani played and I did not enjoy it? When he's doing something as a baseball fan never, that you've never even dreamt of before?
And you'll never see it again.
Right. And then you might have voter fatigue. People are going to be like, no, he did it already last year and they stunk. I don't know about that. I cannot agree with.
Yep.
But if Judge goes 53 home runs, 125 RBIs, and he does it the entire year, and by the way, he could lead the league in runs scored on top of everything else. It's good. We have a great competition going on.
What if he has more than Maris? That's something else to factor in.
Yeah.
That's another one.
I do like, you know, what you said. Alvarez actually has some better numbers than Judge in certain categories.
He does. Got great numbers. Bet Rivers Sportsbook invites you to add some variety to your baseball bets. New same-game parlays every game this season. You can combine game bets and player props to create your perfect combo. Whether you're looking to increase your payouts on favorites or make your own long shot, you can add a little extra spice to your game with same-game parlays at Bet Rivers. Go to the Bet Rivers Sportsbook app or BetRivers.com and make your baseball same-game parlays today. It's like the fall of the old Soviet Union here. I mean, when your word used to mean something, and I'm old school, but this is getting out of control. Who's going to be left standing here in college football? Is the Pac-12 done? Can they keep it together? What's going to be left? All these rumors in college football. Where's Notre Dame going? What will it look like coming up next? VSiN, Follow the Money, Paulie and Mitch, the Sports Betting Network.
VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
VSiN Summer Specials here, $19. You get everything VSiN has to offer from now to the end of July. Sign up today and you'll get the daily best bets from Adam Burke, every host, every guest, every point spread weekly, the live video stream when you want it through July 31st. Sign up now, VSiN.com/summer.
Okay, so where are you at, Paulie, today with the state of college football and what is happening in front of our very eyes and what potentially could happen down the road?
I'm sad. It used to be my favorite sport. It's no longer the case. What happened to the alliance? What happened to shaking someone's hand, looking them in the eye, and say, okay, we're going to do this and make it work? That alliance lasted less than a year. Oh, we're just going to take USC and UCLA. There you go. Rivalry games could be gone. Oregon-Washington leave, Civil War gone, Apple Cup gone. I don't know what the percentage is now, but I would say if they go to these super conferences, you would eliminate 85% of the schools in college football from having a chance to make a playoff or the national title. I love the WAC. I like the Mountain West. I love Conference USA. That story of San Jose State winning the conference and how bad they were in their facilities and no fans, 100-1 shot. Great story.
Yep.
What happened with UAB years ago, Texas San Antonio last year. I mean, stories like this is why we love college football, and there's so many teams and there's so many other conferences to follow. Now it's just going to be Larry Scott gets an F-, by the way. I mean, this is one of the worst jobs from a conference commissioner you're ever going to see, and how and what he did to the Pac-12. But you had these schools, these conferences who said, I don't know about the playoff. When you had a guaranteed seat at the table and an automatic bid in 2026, guaranteed, because the power conferences were getting an auto bid. Now who knows what's going to happen if the Pac-12 is even going to survive.
Well, if it does survive, it's going to be, would it even be considered a Power Five? I don't know how it could be. I'm stunned by this part. John Wilner, by the way, reporter, covers the Pac-12, has been like the authority on this now going back, and he always has been with this conference. According to a source, he tweeted out, I would be stunned if Washington and Oregon go to the Big Ten. The Big Ten will sit back for 2 years, then try to get Notre Dame.
Yeah.
The growing reality is that the Ducks and Huskies will have to either, one, make it work in the Pac-12, or two, join the Big 12.
Right, and that comes on the heels of a Dennis Dodd report that the Big 12 is trying to get Arizona, Arizona State, Utah, and Colorado.
They probably should be.
And they also probably regret making that move and getting all those teams from the American Athletic, which they did, which doesn't... Oh, God. And it wasn't that... What year was that? Remember, we were this close to having Texas, Oklahoma, and Oklahoma State going to the Pac-12.
That was 2010, I believe.
It was 2010?
2010.
Right, that's when the madness started.
Yes.
And then Boise and San Diego State were going to go to the Big East. So geography be damned here.
Well, I mean, I remember just like scoffing, and like everybody did, when that report came out about San Diego State possibly playing the Big, like, come on, what are you possibly thinking here? You can't go any further out on the West Coast in San Diego, and then they're going to play in the Big East? Come on, think about that for a second.
Yeah.
But now, I mean, with the Ducks in Washington, they could be joining what there's talk of maybe the ACC?
Yes, they would partner and you would have a championship game here in Las Vegas.
So we're going to have, then I would say this, forget about the, I never even want to hear about kids having to go to school anymore.
Oh
then,
my God, I know, right? Absolutely.
Because if we're talking about weekly 6-hour flights across the country that they're making over and over and over again.
Your whole week shot.
Just, you know what, there's so much money now, it's a $1 billion contract is what is. You're going to have to pay the players. You're going to have to make them employees of the university and then pay them.
Yeah, it's all about the TV contract money. I mean, your whole week is shot if you're a, quote, student athlete. If you go to UCLA or USC and you have that Thursday, Saturday thing for basketball where you go Maryland and Rutgers. You got to play two games there. And by the time back, come on.
For sure. He also pointed out, John Wilner, two things equally true. It was last summer, Washington and Oregon were not interested in adding any of the schools they would be joining in the Big 12. This summer, the dynamics have changed. How much? We'll find out. And this is the big one, in my opinion, because I always thought that Oregon and Washington would be like two West Coast powerhouses that would, you know, make any other conference in the country that much better. He said, what about Oregon is must-have for the Big 10? It doesn't bring huge media dollars. It doesn't provide access to Silicon Valley. And it doesn't have Big 10 alumni in the state. It doesn't have high-end academics. He pointed out that you're going to have to bring like $30 million or more to the table, and Oregon is not going to be a university that does any of that stuff.
Yeah, they're sexy. It's Phil Knight. It's Nike. You could also get Washington with the Seattle money.
Their facilities are outstanding.
I was surprised by that. But it's big for Phil Knight now. Now it's up to Phil Knight. Can he salvage this and keep the Pac-12 together? And if he can do that, and maybe this ACC thing helps out too. What is a playoff going to look like? It's going to be all at large bids. You're going to have three lost teams get in.
Well, how many conferences do you think we're going to have?
I don't know.
Are we going to have...
Maybe the SEC and Big Ten just do their own thing. If the way we're headed. That could happen, too. Mm. I mean, what's the Big 12 going to look like?
Are we going to have, like, I'm trying to think about... Are we going to have three different, like, 20-team conferences? The leftovers from the Pac-12, they're going to join the leftovers from the Big 12. They'll create whatever that nonsense is going to be. You'll have the Big Ten, and then you're going to have basically the ACC morphing with the SEC and call it good.
Yeah,
I have no idea how they're going to have to, I don't know. It's not even close to what it used to be. It's going to look different. It's going to feel different. I'm not usually get off my lawn guy, but I will miss the rivalries if they go bye-bye.
Oh, sure you will.
In college football?
You love the Apple Cup and the Silver War and
weekend,
all that. I mean, that's the other thing. What's going to happen to a Washington State?
Yeah.
You're up there in Pullman. You're gone. Oh, you get a small media market. I mean, no one even wants Boise State.
Yeah.
I mean, they've been a great program for 25 years and putting guys in the NFL. And a great story.
Well, here's another part.
I mean, I'll forget about all these schools. They go bye-bye.
I brought up the $30 million threshold. Any potential university, like Boise, Fresno, San Diego State, that might be added to the Pac-12 needs to bring more than $30 million in annual media revenue. I think I heard locally people talking about this yesterday. Like San Diego, Boise, they might bring like eight.
Yeah.
And they need to bring 30?
I read one report that Cal might just shut the program down. Think about that. And the other one is, it's enough already. Notre Dame needs to make a decision.
Yes.
It's enough.
You're no longer independent.
No.
This is unacceptable.
Yes.
Make your mind already.
Yep. I'm with you.
And you're right there in Big Ten country. Just be a part of the Big Ten.
Yep.
Pick one. And if it's not, I'm okay with that.
That was the other game. The Texas A&M. Gone. We lost that game.
Well, Paul, part of that.
Well, we could get it back now. But
Florida State. That weekend, right? The Apple Cup. The Civil War. Ohio State, Michigan State, the Iron Bowl. All of that happens like in one weekend. It's part of the best week of the entire year in sports. You have Thanksgiving week. You have the beginning of college basketball. You have this weekend, which means so much to the sport of college football. And a lot of that could just be adios time.
Yep. I mean, just when the dominoes started and all the move, the A&M moved to the SEC, Nebraska going to the Big Ten, the WAC imploding and what happened, all the movement there. I mean, it's been a disaster for Nebraska going to the Big Ten, all these moves.
Yep.
But you're right. We might have three 20-league super conferences.
Probably something like that.
And I don't know. I have no idea what a playoff would look like.
Neither do I.
No idea.
No, I will ask
this
question.
How are you going to make what's the schedule going to look like? How do you determine who the best teams are? How do you – you're not playing – you can't play everybody.
No, not even close. You're going to have like four regulars and then just make it floating. And then would you play all 12 conference games? Would you go outside of your conference?
Know.
If they're going to be 20 teams or more than that, I will ask a gambling question here. And the email is ftm@vsin.com, ftm@vsin.com, on Twitter @vsinlive, and Mitch Moss Radio, Paulie Howard. I'm looking for some responses here. Have you dialed it back betting college football or the NFL over recent years? Meaning, have you cut back on one of the sports to concentrate on the other? And then if so, have you had better success? And I bring that up because I cannot put together, at the same time, I cannot have a winning college football season and a winning NFL season at the same time to save my life. I can't do it. Going back, I looked at all the numbers recently. I can't. The last time I had a winning season in both sports doesn't exist. I will either have a good season in college and then be awful in the NFL or vice versa. And I'm thinking about eliminating one and concentrating on the other more. Like if I cut back big time on betting college football and concentrated more on the NFL, if anybody has done that, ftm@vsin.com, how have your betting results look like? What do they look like today compared to when you were betting both sports?
Well, the pandemic was a mess. I mean, you didn't know who was playing, who's out, what games are canceled, who's going to play. And now you have free agency, transfer portal, kids are leaving left and right. You should see all the different, if you pick up a magazine, how many quarterbacks have moved and change schools, what that looks like.
And I will say that, you know, not doing the college football stuff full-time, Paul Stone's coming up in 5 minutes. He bets on this stuff year-round. He's a pro. He does it, you know, 365 days a year. He comes out to Las Vegas and bets the Circa openers every Sunday at 11 o'clock. I don't do that. I'm too heavy looking and watching and paying attention to my bets in the NFL, watching in-play stuff. So by the time I get to the college stuff, all the numbers have already moved like 8 points now based on the openers. And you need to be on top of the college stuff every single week of the year. And I wonder if I cut that out, did more NFL, would that be a good idea? So Paul Stone does join the program coming up next. His weekly look at a conference with a couple of win totals and an outright winner. Find out who he's betting on this year in the Sun Belt. Coming up on Follow the Money, it's VSIN, the Sports Betting Network.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My name is Johnny B. Goode, and I'm the host of the new podcast, Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon. Over this 9-part series, I'll explore the life and crimes of my best friend, Ray Trapani.
I always wanted to be a criminal.
If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
You see, Ray has this unique ability to find loopholes and exploit them.
They collected $30 million. There were headlines about it.
His company, Centratech, was one of the hottest crypto startups in 2017. It was going to change the world, until it didn't.
I came into my office, opened my email, and the subject heading was FBI request.
It was only a matter of time before the truth came out.
You can only fake it till you make it for so long before they find out that your Harvard degree is not so crimson.
How could you sit there and do something that you know will objectively cause more harm in the world?
Listen to Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And guess what? So are we.
Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a 6-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferrer, and I've been gracing your screens for the last 2 decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the Challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge Champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Follow the money on VSiN, the sports betting network.
If you're looking for more sports betting discussion around your local teams, Bet Rivers has you covered. They've launched a series of CityCasts designed to tackle sports betting from the local perspective. CityCast in Chicago, Denver, Detroit, L.A., New York, Philly, Pittsburgh, and Washington, D.C. Subscribe to your local CityCast wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, here we go. Paul Stone joins the program. He's doing this every single Thursday leading up to the college football season, breaking down a certain conference. He'll give out a couple of win totals that he likes that are currently on the board and an outright winner. Good morning, Mr. Stone. How are you today?
Oh, man, Mitch and Paulie doing great. We've passed July 4th, so another benchmark has been hit. And before you know it, we're going to be having NFL and college football every weekend.
So we were just talking about this in the previous segment, how difficult it is to keep track of college football, and it is changing
significantly now, even more than what it has in recent years, Paul. As a guy who does this full time, does it matter to you at all, or do you just, you're like, give me the games on the field that day, and I'll break them down and handicap them and see if I can come out with an edge there to bet it?
Well, when it comes down to it, professionally as a handicapper, the latter would certainly be my approach. You know, I tell people all the time, nobody's going to ask my opinion if I think it's best for the sport, so I just have to react. But from a personal viewpoint, you know, I think a lot of us who love college football, we fell in love with it because of the rivalries and just the regional connection, and obviously TV money rules all these days, and I think we're going to go to a super conference, whether it be 40 teams, 50 teams, or 60 teams, whatever we end up with, and I just love the current structure, but change is inevitable, so you change gears and you just react to it, and like you said, handicap the games in front of you.
All right, let's get started with your first overall win total in the Sun Belt. It's Texas State. The total is 5 on this program. If you like the under, you got to pay a little bit of juice for it. Do you like them to go under at around minus 140, or do you like the other side?
I tell you, this Texas State team, they won. The Bobcats won 4 games last year, Mitch, and that's the most they've won in a single season over the past 7 seasons. You look at the 6 seasons prior to last year, and the Bobcats won either 2 or 3 games in each of those 6 seasons before winning 4 last year. And like you said, you can find Texas State's total at 5, juiced at minus 140, but you can find that at DraftKings. Again, looking back at some of their recent history, since it won 7 games back in 2014, taking it a little bit further back, Texas State, 19-65 straight up. Pretty paltry winning percentage of just 23%. This is the 4th season for Jake Spavital, the former Texas A&M offensive coordinator. 4th season is a time when some coaches, they've kind of got their program in, they've got their guys in, they start getting things headed in the right direction. But even with a favorable non-conference schedule that includes home games against Florida International and Houston Baptist, I just don't see the Bobcats being a whole lot better in 2022 than they've been the previous 7 seasons. You know, they got to win 6 games for me to lose this ticket, and my numbers show there's a considerably greater chance that they'll win 4 or fewer games than winning 6 or more games. So I really like this under 5. You can find that there at DraftKings, again, juiced at minus 140, so take Texas State under the total of 5 at minus 140.
Okay, let's look at another program where you like the under this year, and that is Georgia Southern. Now, if you go back to 2018, Paul, they were a 10-win team, made a bowl game. They followed it up by winning 7 games and making another bowl. And then in the pandemic year, they won 8 again, and they were a player in this conference to make their 3rd consecutive bowl. It fell apart last year, 3-9 was their overall record, but tell us why you like under their win total this year.
Well, you know, first of all, they've got a new head coach. USC fired Clay Helton just 2 games into the 2021 season. But 7 weeks later, he landed on his feet about 2,400 miles to the east in Statesboro, Georgia, home of these Georgia Southern Eagles. So you've got Helton taking over the program. I think it's fair to ask, Clay Helton, he couldn't win at a high level at Southern Cal, which Southern Cal obviously has all the resources, history of the program, a rich, fertile recruiting ground. So I think it's fair to ask, is Helton, who's essentially a Power 5 retread, is he the man to inject some life into Georgia Southern's football program? And to be fair to him, midterm and long term, he might well be the guy. You know, guys change of scenery can do them well. They can, you know, maybe not be successful in one arena and get a change of address and do the job at their next zip code, so to speak. So he deserves time. But short term, talking 2022, which is what we're talking this morning, I believe it's going to be rough sledding for Helton and company. The main reason, they've been running Georgia Southern. They've been running the option offense for years. Yep. Most of the last 20 or 30 years, yep, they've been running the triple option. And now Clay Helton's going to bring in the spread offense. All the talent that he has on hand, basically, was recruited to run the option. So he's taking, you know, square pieces and trying to put them in round holes. So it's going to be a difficult, I believe, transition. There's going to be some growing pains. If he had a quarterback, that would give him a little bit of momentum. But their likely quarterback is six-year senior Kyle Van Treese. If you follow college football closely, which I know a lot of you guys do, a lot of the listeners do, he's a transfer from Buffalo, has a career completion rate of only 59%, has a pretty uninspiring touchdown-to-interception ratio of 25-13. So I don't think he's, you know, maybe the guy to get this thing jump-started. The Eagles do open at home against FCS Morgan State, so they're going to start 1-0. But after that, in this newly configured Sun Belt Conference with four new members, it's hard to find many victories. I made Georgia Southern's total closer to 3. I really like under 4.5. You can find it at even money, plus 100 there at Georgia, at DraftKings, rather. So take Georgia Southern under 4.5 at even money at DraftKings.
Okay, my friend. Yes, excellent breakdown. Now I'm curious who you like to win the conference. And it's a good league with some good programs. You mentioned the newcomers. I'm interested to see how James Madison does as they come up from FCS. Coastal Carolina, good program, 22-3 the last couple years. McCall's back, but they lost a lot of guys. Louisiana won 13 games, but Napier leaves. They lost a lot of people. Troy has a new coach. They return 18 starters. So Sean Clark hasn't exactly lit the world on fire at App State. Who's going to win this thing?
That's a great breakdown there, Paul. You hit a lot of my talking points. But the Sun Belt did add four teams, and I'm very intrigued as well by James Madison making the step up from the FCS level where it's been very successful. They also added Marshall, Old Dominion, and Southern Miss. But even before the infusion of the four newcomers, this was going to be a wide-open race. I mean, you look at Appalachian State, Louisiana, Coastal Carolina, maybe even Georgia State among the holdovers. They all have pluses, and they all have minuses as well. There's no clear-cut team in this conference. I think somebody could come from the mid-pack and win this league. You know, you look, again, I think at least five teams, maybe more, could win the conference when it comes down to it. But I looked it over, and I ultimately settled on the school with the best quarterback, who's Grayson McCall, and the best head coach, who's Jamie Chadwell. You look at McCall, he's a guy who's compiled a 20-2 outright record as the starting quarterback there at Coastal, completed 71% of his career throws, almost 5,400 yards, an incredible 54-6 touchdown-to-interception ratio. Coastal does. They return only 6 starters total, according to most publications. But again, you've got McCall, you've got a strong running game, and plus some of those guys who weren't regarded as starters, they've logged extensive, you know, experience. They're just, you know, been waiting their turn. They're ready for that elevated role. They've played a lot of football. So I feel good about the roster, even though there are some holes. They do have to identify some receivers. Lost quite a bit on defense. But again, they've got McCall. They've got Jamie Chadwell. Prior to the back-to-back 11-win seasons the past 2 years, Coastal had only won a grand total of 13 games the previous 3 seasons. So Chadwell, I think, can coach a little bit. I like the price here at plus 650, which I found at Caesars Sports. So take Coastal Carolina and Grayson McCall to win the Sun Belt at 650.
Beautiful. Excellent analysis, as always. You can follow Paul on Twitter. He is at Paul Stone Sports. And you can subscribe, download, listen to his podcast. It's also called the Paul Stone Sports Podcast. Thank you, buddy. We appreciate the time as always. Have a good weekend.
Hey, love spending Thursday morning with you guys. Have a great weekend as well, and take care.
Yeah, you too.
Okay. Excellent. Fun conference. I will take a shot at Troy. Take a peek what you can find on Troy. Because the West is weak. Louisiana loses Napier. They lose a lot of players, and Troy returns 18 starters. I mean, you go back, remember, 2017, they won 11 games, won at Death Valley, won 10 games in 2018. It's been a bumpy road the last couple of years, but returning all those guys, I think maybe you can find 20-1, maybe worth a play.
First hour here brought to you by Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. Get a 100% first deposit match bonus now with the code 250MATCH. Must be 21+. Offer is not valid in all areas. Check BetRivers.com for full offer details and rules. Up next, position group rankings in the NFL, a common denominator.
BetRivers Sportsbook app has a huge number of live streaming events every day. BetRivers Sportsbook has great offers, including a $250 match bonus on your first deposit, and all bonuses are only one-time playthrough. Amazing offers and great customer service makes BetRivers your hometown sportsbook.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf at Adam. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Johnny B. Goode, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, The Story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, The Story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.